In single leaving country?
If I ever thought of leaving a country?
Yeah, like permanently, you know.
Do you mean the earth?
No, the United
you
States.
You mean the United States?
Yeah, the United States.
I don't
States.
Think they know I'm here now. Do you think they know you're here? Really, no. I'm absolutely not serious.
Did we even get... Did I
better not laugh too much if you're going to put this on the radio. Right? They're not going to get us for breathing with all our holes open. Is that true? Isn't it though? Oh man.
Wow.
Do you know that they're about to poke their genitals into our cream cheese moon right now?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? That's my eye.
What do you mean your eye?
The moon. It's part of me.
I don't understand.
Why don't they go poke it in the sun, man? They're afraid to do that?
Yeah.
They might get burnt up, right?
Yeah, right.
They're not very daring, are they?
What do you think about that?
Well, if they cut the nose off the rocket, you know, I think it would be a little more natural. Do you know what I mean? If they could get up there without having a hole in the front closed up, I think that I would enjoy it more, and I'd like them more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Well, you do know what I mean.
I don't, sure.
It's just that you have to put this on a radio.
Yeah, I guess I do know what you mean.
Of course you know what I mean. In other words, they don't come, you know, and they do come, and they're kidding themselves.
Jesus.
I know what you mean. I think we'll all be all right, though. I have hope, you know, so I'll be all right.
Do you really have hope?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Most of the
time. I really do, to be perfectly truthful with you, about all of that.
Really? Yeah. But how? How do you do it?
How do I do it?
Yeah, right. I was just driving through here, and I was losing mine on the way, you know.
We drove all the way up.
Yeah. Well, I just figure that if I'm breathing in and out, you know, I'm doing all I can. And if I'm doing all I can, then that's all I can do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, do you really feel that you're doing all you can?
Yeah, all they'll let me do.
Yeah.
You see, I can't be bought. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And believe me, I'm doing all I can do. Because I won't lie. I can't do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well that shows up in your music, you know.
I think a lot of people have hope. You know that? I really do. To be really truthful about it, I think a lot of people have hope. I think that the war means that a lot of people are on the last form of communication. You know, because when you have to shoot a bullet at somebody just to say hello, that's pretty weird, isn't it? It would be better if they gave them all boxing gloves. You know what I mean? Or shoes.
Shoes?
Yeah, I think maybe.
Why shoes?
Why not?
Just, why not? Yeah. It's, if they didn't give them why, I think they'd all be all right. Don't you think the church did that?
Yeah.
Why is it controlling? I think that they're trying to put a square in a circle.
Yeah. When do you think?
They'll do it?
No, they'll stop. Or they'll find out they can't. You think they're finding out now?
A lot of people find it out on their deathbed. Well, it's still not too late. I think if we live, we live.
Yeah.
When we die, we die.
You always felt that way? I mean, it's... Did you used to be really concerned about dying like most people are?
No. No, I die every time I breathe in. When I live, when I let out, right? I think that if everybody cut out all cleverness, there would be no anxiety.
You think people will ever be ready for that, except for a very small, you know, number of people?
Depending upon whether they want to breathe with all their holes open.
Don't you get exasperated, though, by the general sort of level of, you know, people?
You can't even be responsible for yourself. So if you try to be responsible for anybody else, you know, it blows you right into it. Right?
Yeah.
You can't breathe for somebody else. Nor can you hold your breath for somebody else. Or you're both contributing to it. To your demise, is that right? There's one of those words. First one I said. One of those straight line controllers.
What about some of these people that are trying to organize to make change, you know, some more radicals?
They remind me of a rabbit's foot on a keychain. That's all I can say. You know what I mean? Because we're always playing. You never stop playing to start again. Because if you stop playing, you're dead. And when you're alive, how can you be dead? You know what I mean?
How do you keep it together if you don't think in terms of breaking things up in units?
I guess I don't believe in 3 square meals. Or a day.
You were brought up on the desert or near the desert, right?
Well,
at least that's what
I was born in Glendale, California, and I was a sculptor until I reached the age of 13. I was studying with Augustino Rodriguez, you know, from Portugal, the sculptor. Then my folks moved me to Mojave and told me that all artists were queers. And I couldn't get away because the police wouldn't let me, you know, every time I'd run away, you know, they'd bring me back home, you know, to Mojave. And then I got in a fight every day, you know, just trying to walk with all the transients in Mojave, you know. And I say transients only because they thought they were. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's a, no.
Well, what's a transient? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody who
yeah.
likes to go
yeah.
for a walk farther than
right.
somebody who is a resident.
Yeah.
So, so the thing is that what's a resident? What's a residue? What's a reservoir? What's a resolution? What's a rhinoceros? Get the point? So, the thing is, and he's even been attacked, you know, because his horn's good medicine for sex, right?
That's
horn, you know, they grind up his horn,
yeah.
man. We're lucky they haven't found out about our teeth. You know what I mean? Or somebody hasn't found out about, you know. So anyway, I finally was able to leave my folks, you know, at 18. Although you never leave anybody, you're just not as near them as you were before. So I got down here and tried to do an album. You know what I mean? Then I tried to do another album. Then I tried to do another album. And I just can't do an album. Do you know what I mean? Because that's final.
How do you feel about...
I like beads, not money. I'm just kidding.
But how do you feel about life?
Feel like an Indian.
Hmm.
How do I feel about what?
Well, considering, you know, like what the setup is with the music business or whatever business it is, because business. But about, you know, like, getting your stuff out.
Well, if it sits up, then it should start crawling. Then it should start walking. And then it should start running. And then it should start knowing that it's doing that. You know what I mean? I think it's a setup that doesn't want to walk or crawl.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I wonder why all of our musicians like Don Cherry and John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, and all those people had to go to Europe, you know, to be able to play, you know, in front of people. Don't you? That may be indicated. I know that somebody playing free music is not as commercial as a hamburger stand. But is it because you can eat a hamburger and see it and hold it in your hand and you can't do that to music? Is it too free to control, maybe?
Didn't used to be, was it?
I don't know, I didn't used to be here. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't read books. Because they're square. They don't go in very easy. And if they do go in, they're a controller because they have lines. I don't believe in straight lines either. Or any lines.
Mm.
I believe in circles. And I have to believe that way, or I would fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. At least...
If I wasn't controlled, if I believed that way, I'd fall apart. And you see, I don't think that there's, pardon me, a controller. Or a controller. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think it's... And people not knowing or just being taught and believing and not realizing that it's not that way at all?
I think that might be it.
Yeah.
You know who told me that? A flower. Believe it or not. Or the bug in the middle of it. Watch out for flowers with bugs in the middle of them. But don't read anything.
How do you feel about getting more of this information out to people?
How do I feel about it? What do you mean?
What's this that you know a lot that most people don't, and I wonder how you feel about getting the information out to them?
Say that one more time.
Well, it's just that, you know, a lot of the things you've just been saying, most people don't know.
I think they all know it.
Well, they aren't awake enough to, say, know it consciously. How's that?
I wonder why that is. That's pretty strange. I wonder if that might be vindicated. I think that everybody's perfect when they're a baby.
Yeah.
And I just never grew up.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying I'm perfect. Because I did grow up. But I'm still a baby. Whatever that means. I'm just not as serious as the rest of these people, I don't think. Do you know what I mean? I can't get very serious, you know, about funerals or anything like that. Can you?
No, not that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what they're serious about.
Yeah. You ever think of... Apparently you don't like written words.
I really don't, but, it's a good exercise for the fingers, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, I think.
Yeah.
I think it stops you from doing other things. It stops you, when you start to write something, it stops you from seeing all around. When you focus your attention that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But isn't that just sort of what's flowing out is what was being absorbed at other times, no? I mean, it's like, you know...
That's true, yeah, that's true, you know, but... Let's put it this way. I'm trying to do my own language, you know, without any periods.
Yeah.
I like music better, I think, than words. Do you?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I wonder how many people do.
Truthfully, I think that most of them, of course, I can't make a judgment on it. You know what I mean? There's no way to measure that anymore, is there? I think the Beatles may have proved something. You know what I mean? I've never seen anybody dance to words or move to words. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On paper.
Yeah, right.
But I've seen a lot of people move to music.
You feel about film?
I like film. Yeah, I sure do. And I don't like what some people display on it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think they ought to have more love scenes and less war jobs, don't you? Don't you, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Love scenes and less war jobs, don't you? Don't you, though?
Yeah.
You see, I think these war jobs tend to make people not exercise, and then I don't think their head is with their heart.
Yeah.
I think they get their excitement off of watching something, you know, with a lot of attention focused on it, rather than getting a natural excitement, you know, like by walking out in the garden or walking out in front of a semi. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Do you ever think of, well, it's not practical, apparently, but ever play with the idea of doing a film? Or I mean, do you have ideas for
films? I sure do. I've always shot my own movie.
You know what I mean? Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think if everybody shot their own movie, it would be nicer, don't you?
Yeah, but it's sort of a means of education, too, isn't it? I mean, oh, shit, I don't know.
I don't either. We're getting into Catholicism or Semitism or, you know.
Kazette.
For kazoo. Or Kazan. You know, I think, you know, like I hear a coyote howl, you know, up here on the hill, which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know, that's
incredible.
It's nice that I can hear him. It's nice that he can howl. He hears me howl, too. Anyway, I hear a coyote howl up here, and I think that he howls music to prove that he's there. Do you know what I mean? To hear his echo back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that he's doing a natural function, you know, out of the mouth and into the ears. Right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't think there's any other reason. Well, I guess it could be, wouldn't it?
You see, I have the ability to reason, so I don't know what his reasoning is. There's that. I think that anybody that chooses not to use their ability to reason is the reason that we were talking about before. I think that man can get along without books. Don't you? And
yeah.
Be quite happy.
Sure.
Because he'd have to have his own experience.
People in Africa seem to be...
Oh, pretty. Man. Mm. Really pretty.
Yeah. And
I think that, what is his name, Pierre Hallé? Jean-Pierre Hallé. Have you ever read any of his books?
No.
I think that his books are really worthwhile. He did a thing called Congo Kitabu. That's really, it's pretty musical, you know, for writing. But he went over to Africa to see if he could do something about them going over to Africa. You know what I mean?
I don't understand that.
It's getting pretty progressy over there. Too progressy for to have any animals left.
Yeah.
Which is part of us, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like when I say the moon's our eyes, you know? We see the moon, don't we? So it's our eye. Animals see us, don't they? So we're their animals, right?
Yeah.